Tiny Sparks and Turning Points is a monthly selection of protests, strikes and significant dates concerning social change in Australian history. This segment is presented by the Commons Social Change Library, a repository of more than 1,500 resources for campaigners, which can be found at commonslibrary.org.
On the 1st of September 1999, construction sites were shut down across Melbourne as part of protests demanding improved workplace safety and the introduction of industrial manslaughter laws. This came in the wake of the 10th building workplace death that year.
On the 6th of September 1898, more than 200 protesters invaded the parliamentary clubroom of the Victorian Legislative Council to call for women's suffrage.
Despite a massive security crackdown and sections of Sydney being blocked off, more than 10,000 protesters turned out on the 8th of September 2007 to protest against the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference.
On the 10th of September 1976, ABC TV transmissions in Sydney were blacked out for half an hour during a stop work to protest censorship by the station's new chairperson.
Agitation concerning widespread poverty and unemployment came to a head in Brisbane on the 11th of September 1866, when around 500 unemployed people gathered outside the Dunmore Arms Hotel in George Street. In previous weeks, railway stores had been raided in Laidley and large groups of unemployed labourers had begun a march on Brisbane. These joined local unemployed people to hold a public meeting and send a deputation to the government, which resulted in offers of limited rations and some work at reduced wages. After the government rejected further demands, a crowd marched on the city's commissariat store. They were dispersed after officers fixed bayonets and loaded live ammunition. Key activists were arrested, and on the following day, the wharves were flooded with police to prevent demonstrations against the shipping of unemployed to other parts of the state.
On the 12th of September 2014, residents set up a protest camp and began picketing to prevent energy company AGL from carrying out coal seam gas exploration in New South Wales' Gloucester Valley.
1,500 people marched on the 14th of September 1984 in Alice Springs against proposals to weaken protection for Aboriginal sacred sites.
In 1978, the ultra-conservative Queensland state government cracked down on progressive movements by banning street protests. This resulted in a long and hard-fought campaign of defiance, which led to thousands of arrests. After years, a group of activists tried a new tack by declaring Brisbane's Queen Street Mall a free speech mall on the 15th of September 1983. On the day, a ribbon-cutting ceremony took place before application forms for protest permits, which the government was notorious for never granting, were torn up. Festivities concluded with protesters marching out of the mall, carrying a banner reading Permit Schmermit, before 22 were promptly arrested. Months of further action would ensue before authorities backed down in November, unofficially allowing soapbox speaking in the mall to continue unopposed.
In September 1973, Gay Pride Week events were held across Australia, raising the fight against discrimination to new levels.
On the 15th of September 1994, hundreds of students occupied the Chancellery building at Canberra's Australian National University for 8 days before police broke through a Trades and Labour Council endorsed picket to evict them. Having already seen the federal ALP Hawke government abolish free university education in 1989, after the Whitlam government originally introduced it in 1974, ANU students had reacted to moves by the administration to introduce a $5,000 upfront fee for a law course. During the occupation, students further disrupted the functioning of the university by setting up a union-endorsed picket of its mailroom.
Also on the 15th of September, but in 2011, refugees staged a rooftop protest at the Northern Immigration Detention Centre in Darwin. They hung banners which read, "We need help," and "People smugglers and Department of Immigration and Citizenship are the same, both playing with our life."
On the 16th of September 1973, anti-freeway protesters squatted houses in Bowen Hills, Brisbane, as part of a successful campaign to save parts of the suburb from destruction.
Over 4,000 people attended an international peace congress held at the Melbourne Exhibition Buildings on the 17th of September 1936.
In 1888, New South Wales coal miners struck against industry practices that employed non-union labour at substandard wages to work in newer mines and seams with impurities. On the 18th of September, mine owners provocatively brought in six strikebreakers to load previously mined coal at the new Lambden sea pit. 1,000 strikers massed in response. Armed police were mobilised to protect the strikebreakers and at one stage threatened the crowd with a Nordenfeldt gun, an anti-personnel rifle capable of firing multiple bullets at once. The following day, the New South Wales Premier sent in military reinforcements, armed with another Nordenfeldt gun, to further deter protest. Despite this show of force, the strike continued until late November.
On the 18th of September 2012, residents of Natai declared their town and much of Sydney's water catchment coal seam gas mining free.
On September the 18th, 1970, tens of thousands of people gathered across Australia for the second moratorium to end the war in Vietnam. With public opinion having swung heavily against conscription and the war, the event continued to push against federal government resistance by aiming to stop work to stop the war. Although the first moratorium in May 1970 had been accompanied by hyperbolic claims of looming violence from authorities, the events had passed off with few incidents. Nevertheless, state governments had cracked down on protests since, proposing draconian anti-demonstration laws and banning marchers from using spaces such as Sydney's Hyde Park and the Domain. School students across Australia were punished and expelled for wearing moratorium badges. The federal government banned African-American comedian Dick Gregory from entering the country, and once again, the media whipped up a storm of negative publicity surrounding anti-war activists. Despite this, mass rallies were held in major Australian towns and cities.
On September the 20th, 1972, tens of thousands of students from hundreds of schools joined Australia's first national school strike. Common demands included the democratisation of education, transparency around school rules, increases in education funding, and an end to corporal punishment and gender segregation.
In September 1978, demonstrators met each stop of an Australian tour by Mary Whitehouse, a self-styled morals crusader from the UK. Whitehouse's messages included instructing followers in Perth that a woman, quote, was expected to entertain her husband to stop him from watching too much TV. On September the 20th in Melbourne, Whitehouse addressed what she described as a disappointing number of followers at Festival Hall, while hundreds demonstrated outside against her campaign to restrict civil and human rights for women, LGBTIQA+ community members and others. The following day, a rally by 30 members of the Christian conservative group Festival of Light at the University of Sydney was outnumbered 25-1 by their opponents. Another Festival of Light rally held the same day was met by 350 counter-protesters who were closely watched by 150 police. Whitehouse was splattered by a cream pie in Brisbane, and a meeting in Perth was also met with protest.
The Sydney Broadway squats ran for almost a year from August 2000 to July 2001. Located on a major traffic route into the central city, the shop fronts not only provided housing and a social space for a variety of activities, but also created a vibrant and highly visible symbol of resistance to the gentrification caused by the 2000 Olympics. An attempt by the South Sydney Council, which had long left the properties empty, to evict residents on the 26th of September 2000 was deterred by a picket line which brought together unionists, squatters, students and other community members. Under pressure, the council agreed to grant the squatters a caretaker's lease.
On the 26th of September 2010, members of Rising Tide occupied loaders and other infrastructure in Newcastle, shutting down the world's biggest coal port for 8 hours.
Activists opposed to the war against Vietnam created a draft resistors sanctuary on the 27th of September 1971 to shelter those defying conscription through a three-day occupation of the Melbourne University Student Union.
On the 29th of September 1840, a large meeting of workers was held in Sydney's Mechanics School of Arts to oppose the draconian Hired Servants Act. A petition was created and subsequently signed by more than 3,000 free workers, a significant proportion of those residing in the colony. This rejected the act as altogether too harsh, providing employers with powers oppressing and defrauding his workmen on indefinable charges of ill behaviour or misdemeanour, while it gives the workmen no power of protection against unjustifiable insolence and provocation on the part of the master. The bill, which included heavy penalties for leaving a job without an employer's permission or for taking industrial action, was passed in the context of a labour shortage and the formation of 10 unions in the colony. Despite heavy fines and jailings being used against them, workers continue to defy the law and organise, with the number of unions growing steadily over the following decades.
On the 29th of September 1891, the Victorian Parliament was presented with a monster petition containing 30,000 signatures in support of women's suffrage. Individual petitions were joined together to form a long roll which was 20 centimetres wide and 260 metres long. Taking hours to unspool, its impressive size and unique format garnered much attention. Similarly impressive was the fact that activists had collected the signatures in a concentrated six-week door-knocking drive.
You've been listening to Tiny Sparks and Turning Points. The segment will return next month. In the meantime, to find out more about the history of social change in Australia, you can visit commonslibrary.org.